Hey everybody, Bob WP here, and welcome to On Community, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! And when we're talking community, we're talking growing the Do the Woo community on the Fediverse. And I'm here today talking about something we've recently done with our site, been excited, working on it. I haven't been working on it. I've been answering simple questions, but I do have two of the people that really are the brains behind this whole thing, and both from Automatic, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. I'm going to start first with Derek. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
Thanks, Bob. Derek Hansen, technical account manager with the Automatic Special Projects team. And I've been collaborating with Bob and the Do the Woo site ever since we relaunched the site on WordPress.com, and been really excited to be a part of this project.
And that's going to be another whole show. You'll hear about all that, you know, that he's still talking to me. I mean, that's great in itself. So
every site's organic. It goes on forever. Yeah.
And Matthias, this is great. You were pulled in for this other special project under the special project team. I know several people have heard you already on this podcast. In fact, just yesterday, the episode that came out. So why don't you just give a short introduction? We'll dive into what has happened at Do the Woo.
Okay, so my name is Matthias, and I'm working on WordPress and all the open web stuff and Fediverse stuff since forever. I can't remember. It's way over 10 years, I would say. And I joined Automatic, I think, 1.5 years ago to work full time on the ActivityPub plugin that we enabled on your blog just recently.
Cool. So back in March at CloudFest in Germany, I remember I was having breakfast and somebody walked up and sat down with me, and it was Matthias, and we got talking a little bit, and I was telling him about, we had just launched our new site that Derek was talking about, and I remember him saying at some point, he just said something like, we need to get you on the Fediverse. And back then I kind of understood it a little bit. I knew about Mastodon, and that was about it. And I think we maybe talked a little bit about it, but I didn't quite know the impact and what it would turn into. And so we wrapped back around, and here we are. So what did you mean when you said, we need to get you on the Fediverse? I mean, what was in your mind?
The first thing was to get such a famous guy using the plugin, to be honest. shameless self-promotion. No, I was really curious, and I was very happy that you were so interested in that topic and that I was able to talk about that with you. And I was also curious because it was not about a classic WordPress site, but a podcast, which has different media possibilities. So I was wondering how a podcast would look like in the Fediverse in general, and how we might get that done for Do the Woo in the end. So yeah, it was really interesting, and seeing you being interested in that and being open to talk about that was kind of nice. And yeah, it was a nice little chat.
It was exactly that. I mean, everything intrigues me around website, blogging, media, content, all that stuff. And just the fact when you was like, wow, yeah, he's asking me, so I got to do something. Yeah, this is cool. So from there, I think, you know, of course, we all had to get over and recuperate from CloudFest. And then along the way somewhere, I talked to you, Derek, and I mentioned that Matthias had said. And I noticed, as I recall, you were also maybe at the level I was. I mean, you understood the Fediverse, but we are both also kind of learning through this process. But when I mentioned it, I know that you had a lot of things going on in your head around how it seemed like something perfect for Do the Woo.
It really did. One of the core missions of our work with the Automatic Special Projects team is to see where we can showcase the best of what WordPress can do and push the boundaries. And so anytime there's an opportunity to enhance something that is already existing, like the Activity Pub, we find that a welcoming challenge. I know early on, Bob, you mentioned that you wanted to bring comments back to the site and then to bring the blog back and just have that community aspect of Do the Woo be more conversational. And my very limited understanding of the Fediverse and ActivityPub thought, okay, this is perfect opportunity actually to expand the reach of that conversation through the ActivityPub plugin and into the Fediverse. And so that's why I was like very excited to be able to reach out to Matthias and see, hey, let's just collaborate this on this together. But I also didn't know there was possibly going to be some of those limitations with the audio and the fact that Do the Woo is a very unique site in that it's a multi-authored site because there's hosts for every single show. And I didn't know those were going to be challenges. And I was very grateful to Matthias to not only be like up for that as a challenge, but also seeing that as an opportunity to expand what he's doing with the Activity Pub.
Yeah, I think that was the thing is between this initial conversation and then we got talking, I thought this is not just having you put the plugin in and we just kind of run with it. There's some cool things coming our way. So what did come our way? It is live on our site right now. And why don't start with Matthias talking a little bit about Derek, some of the things he's touched on, and what was the interest, what was the challenge, what did you have in your head, which you've already talked about some, what did you do to do the move?
So I think the biggest one was to bring audio into the Fediverse, and not only audio, but to provide a foundation to hook podcasting plugins onto the ActivityPub plugin, because there is no real general way to have podcasts in WordPress. So the first big thing was to support audio in general. And the next step was how can we build a bridge between the implementation, the special implementation of Do the Woo and ActivityPub, the audio implementation of ActivityPub. And we learned a lot. It was really nice to work directly together with kind of a client and to have a direct feedback and to iterate on features and to see and directly test if that works, what you currently built. And there were some other smaller things, like what Derek already said with the multi-user and the combination between multi-user and blog-wide user. And we also iterated on the blogs we already provided. There's follower blog that helps followers, or that helps potential followers, with the quite complicated following process in the Fediverse. And Derek brought up a nice idea to have that follow widget context sensitive, so that it tries to get the author from the page where it is on. That was a nice feature built by my colleague, Matt Weep. And yeah, it was a lot of different small things we had to improve and to tweak a bit, but I'm very happy with the outcome in the end.
Was there anything, Derek, aside from what you've already talked about, that along the way that you saw that was implemented that was specifically, you know, you thought, wow, that's great, that's cool? I know that one of the things we had talked about at one point was I have the hosts, but also that we would be having people guest post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that time, it was if they are on the Fediverse, and let me see if I can say this clearly enough, is that they would be able to share their post with the Fediverse. And then again, we would all be interconnected. And that to me was, it's a little bit of an added bonus for somebody that guest posts, because they're even getting a little bit more exposure. And before I get back to Derek, is that correct kind of the thinking there?
Yeah, in the end, it helps to make the different authors of the blog posts more visible, but it allows also to have one single point you could follow. So it would be only following authors. It would be quite complicated because you have to follow everyone on the blog. So the combination of both being able to follow the whole blog and or single authors was a really nice combination in the end. So yeah. And the visibility is clearly an opportunity there.
Yeah. So to me, what's exciting about this is Do the Woo is, you know, small scale, like news and media outlet. You have the entity of Do the Woo, which is the single publisher, which is what Matthias, you're saying. You can follow the single publisher. Like, I want everything to come from the New York Times or ESPN or whatever your favorite publisher is. But then usually on those individual authored posts, there's like the author bio, and then there's a whole bunch of individual social media icons. That's a burden if you have like 10 different authors that you like and you want to go follow each one of them on all the individual platforms. But with the Activity Pub and especially the follow block. So to your question, Bob, like what was exciting me the most? You know, we're building everything in Gutenberg with block themes now. And even myself as a, you know, maybe advanced DIY non-technical WordPress user, I can go to the single author post template and I can add the block to follow an author and I can set it to inherit. That was the enhancement that Matthias mentioned they did. And now instead of you coming to the site and having to follow individual X or Facebook or LinkedIn accounts, you just click follow that one individual author. And to me, I feel like this is a great potential case study for large media industries and publishers to really adopt. It just makes a lot of sense.
Very cool. So I'm leading the way, huh? You, the three of us are.
You're trailblazer, if you like.
Yeah, but this could really be the case. I think there are already platforms, podcasting platforms on the Fediverse, but I'm not aware of a single podcast that is self-distributing the audio to the Fediverse and is followable without any third-party tools. So hopefully we can make a point here.
It just works so well. I remember when we first launched this, Bob, and I was like looking on Mastodon trying to see like how everything's working, and one of your recent episodes was playing in Mastodon, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Like, but did this come from your site? Was this through the Activity Pub plugin, or was it like, did you upload an audio file into Mastodon? And I'm like, it's so magical, like how it all happens. And I'm just like, wait, did this really do what we set out for it to do? Which is just all credit to you, Matthias, and Matt, to be able to, you know, make this work to feel so seamless. And that's what it felt like.
Yeah, not only to our work, but to Mastodon that has the option to have such a nice player inside of Mastodon. So it really looks nice with a little preview picture and a nice audio player. Yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah. And when I saw it the first time, I thought, whoa, where did that come from? Well, I knew where it came from, but it was very impressive. Anything else you want to add about this before we let people know to go and follow us and do all that cool stuff?
What I also like a lot is the combination between the podcasting episodes and your articles, and that every content type looks really nice on the Fediverse.
Yeah.
And focuses on that content type that it should focus on. So This is also really nice and played out really nice.
Very cool. Derek, anything else?
Yeah, I think at the basic level of what I've understood ActivityPub and the Fediverse to do, I think what has been really appealing to me is, you know, if you have a small blog and you don't really get a lot of engagement in comments, that this is a way to boost that engagement because it's more, I don't know, it's natural for people to comment on something like a Mastodon post. But to have that show up then on your site's, you know, podcast or blog post, to me is awesome because it makes your site look active and people can see that there's a conversation happening and it doesn't feel like the conversation is happening in 20 different places because it all comes back to that one centralized spot.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a really good point because it's important to be able to play the podcasting episode directly in Mastodon because this way you could use Mastodon as your podcasting platform and can comment and like and boost directly after you heard the episode. And that's really easy. And I hope that drives engagement a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my next thing on the plate is strategy and working that out. And I'm spending a little bit more time on Mastodon. And yeah, I'm just like, as usual, from the onset when first launched the news site, I'm constantly impressed. And I really appreciate you two working on that to get this to where it is now. And I'm excited people can actually go on now and easily follow it. We have a page and we have a page with our followers, which we're starting to build up slowly but surely, but everything takes a little bit of time. So if you're listening and you are on the Fediverse, you know, make sure and go to dothewoo.io. You'll see up at the top there the Fediverse. I mean, you can't miss it. We put it on the main menu at the top. And so that's perfect. Wanted to highlight that. And yeah, that is it. So people do check this out. And I'm just waiting for Matthias to think of another wonderful thing or something for my site. But I'll give him a break for a while, I think.
No need for a break. So the next thing is to show up likes and boosts nicely on your site. So that...
Ooh, first I've heard that and it already sounds amazing.
Yeah, I know. That does. We learned something new today, Derek.
That's right.
All righty. Well, thank you both. And Matthias, where can people find you, follow you, learn more about what you're doing, and of course, where they can get the plugin?
So I would say the easiest way is on Mastodon because my blog is in German. That's not everyone speaks German. So it's my last name, PFEFFERLE at mastodon.social. And that's the only social network I use beside my blog.
Yeah. Derek, where's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, you can find me personally on derekhanson.blog. And then you can see the work our team does at specialprojects.automatic.com.
Cool. Well, again, thank you for coming on. Thank you for this amazing work. And I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and other cool stuff that comes down the road with the Fediverse. Have a great day and thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Thanks.